B-Pod Studios.
It is a fine football Friday, but without further ado, we're going to get a certain take here in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag, get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. We're going to talk to Ricky Pitaluga here on 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Ricky, what's happening, brother?
What's up there, guys? And by the way, Belichick, if he was your coach, he'd be the greatest guy in the world. Who are we kidding?
Oh, if you play for the guy, you love him?
No, if he was, I'm talking about if he was the coach of the Eagles and he won all those Super Bowls, he would be the greatest man in the world.
That's true. like I remember whenever, even after everything broke about Spygate and all that stuff, when Mangini, I believe, was the one that pointed out his former assistant. Like, everyone here was saying, well, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But of course, we were crying foul play with Spygate. But yeah, I think everybody wants their coach to cheat, just don't get caught.
That works. Phillies used to do it, right? Didn't they have that thing in center field?
Oh, with the Rockies? Yes. with the binoculars stealing science, yeah. Allegedly. And hey, after that, I don't think Ryan Howard ever hit 40 home runs again.
Well, there you go.
We've cracked the case.
Now,
Ricky, now here's the deal. I know you're a baseball guy, obviously. You know, find a little career for yourself. But I know you're also a football fan. What was last night's game like for you?
That was awful. I mean, good defense. I will give them that much, but I want to see a little bit more scoring, obviously. You got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you think he's going to put up more numbers than he did, and I just thought it was a little slow. How's that? That's the best way I could put it.
Well, as an ex-athlete, can somebody just be thrown into the midst of their regular season without having a nice little walk-up with preparation like would be in a preseason?
Oh, so you're talking about Carson now, aren't you?
I'm talking about Carson. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I know what you're doing.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here. I'm just asking.
No, I think a little practice wouldn't hurt. I mean, I don't think going into one game, playing a few series, I don't think that's hurting anybody. I mean, I know everybody's afraid somebody's going to get hurt, but it just as well you can go into that first series of the first game and blow out there too. So, you know. It is what it is, but I'd rather see some guys play a little bit. I don't think four games for preseason is right. I mean, I think they should cut that down to two. Then you'd probably have some starters play because it's cutthroat and it's quick. But I just think four games way too much.
Yeah, well, we talked to Jaws at 7 o'clock today. We talked to Ron Jaworski, and he was just like, "Yeah, you got to knock that rust off somehow, and that's better to do it in the preseason than it is the regular season." They did also predict, though, the Eagles to go on to score 31 points in this opener against the Skins. How about you, Ricky? What are you seeing for Sunday?
I told you it's going to be a blowout. Last time I was on,
that's right. When we talked Tuesday.
We don't pay attention when you talk,
Rick. Game's going to be over at the half. Of course you don't, Bob. You've fallen asleep all the time.
I just woke up to your tender voice. Good to hear from you.
Ricky, what the hell happened yesterday with the Phillies? What happened yesterday afternoon? Why is Vargas getting pulled at that spot?
Horrible. That was like one of those games where you're like, what? Wait a minute. You have Jay Bruce on the bench to start with in that one situation. You don't bring him up to pinch hit. You put in Brad Miller. I understand Miller was, what, 5-for-16 against the pitcher, but that's besides the point. Let's face it. If you walk down the bench, you see Jay Bruce, you look at Brad Miller, you're going to go, oh, Brad, go get him? Come on. You know, and the Vargas thing was wrong. Guy gives up a home run. It happens all the time in Major League Baseball. He was pitching well, and then Hughes comes in and puts gasoline on the fire. Way too many mistakes from Gabe yesterday. Way too, and not much going on with the lineup again. You think about 2 days ago, the loss. 1-8 were 4-for-29, and then last night 4-for-24 was the top five hitters in the lineup. And you have to also put into effect that JT Realmuto has been hitting well in those two games.
Mm-hmm.
So the other guys have done nothing.
Yeah, I'm starting to get into
whose fault really is it? I mean, is it the pitching? Yeah, you're going to give up runs. Mm-hmm. But the Phillies offense, I mean, you've been in the last few games, you've been, you know, looking for like Kingery and Hernandez and Hazley to do stuff. You can't play like that.
So here's the deal, though. The Phillies have done a great job of at least keeping it interesting, and we're already in September, and they're playing the meaningful games, whatever. Four games out of a wild card spot right now, and this is when the schedule gets crazy. From this point on, you're facing pretty much nothing but contenders except for the last series of the season where you faced the Marlins for three at home. But now the Mets, the Braves, the Red Sox, the Braves again, the Indians, five in Washington, and then that Miami series. Are the Phillies going to at all stay in this, or is this where they start really falling by the wayside?
97.5 The Fanatic. Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
I think they already have fallen. You're four games. Start with. I mean, that's not an easy task in itself. What do they have, 23 to play?
I think it's 23.
And, I mean, that's a tough task, especially against the teams you're playing. I know the Red Sox aren't playing very well this season, but you never know if their bats come to play, you lose those games. The Indians are just a really good team. You have the Nationals for five games. You have the Mets this week. It could be over this weekend. I mean, let's face it. Mm-hmm. If the Phillies go in there flat and the Mets are really still clawing their way, you never know. I mean, the Mets got Mets. I think the Phillies could beat Mets, but you know, this is just one of those things where everything has to be perfect the rest of the year, and we haven't seen perfect all season.
Rick,
so you tell me. I'm being realistic.
They're done. Been done, but now it's really done.
Okay, so on that, we were talking about this yesterday, Rick. Whether they're done, whether they still have a chance, whatever it is, the majority of us in here were on board for bringing up Spencer Howard. How do you feel about that? Would you give it a shot? Is it circumstantial? You know, they're definitely out, so now I'd bring them up, or they're still in the hunt, so I would. How do you feel about that?
Either way, I'd probably bring them up. You're so depleted starting pitching-wise and pitching-wise in general. Why not? Why not give them a couple looks? I mean, you don't have to pitch them every fifth day. Just throw him in there a couple games, get his feet wet. If you're planning on using him next year, I don't see a problem at all bringing him up. I watched him the other night. He's got good stuff.
Rick, can you say that a little louder for Mark?
He's got good stuff, or he should be up.
He should be up.
He should be up. Well, yeah. Now
you have to understand he's 23 years old, right? Now, if you look at the major leagues, that's a normal age to come up now.
But yeah.
It's not like you're pushing guys. The league has gotten younger. The older guys get pushed out, which I think is a big problem because those guys are usually pretty good off the bench. But, I mean, there's issues. I mean, the Phillies don't have I think I look at two guys in the minor leagues, Alex Baum and Howard. Mm. Those two guys I think could help. And then you're really searching after that. So I think it would help him out just to get a couple games under his belt.
Well, Ricky,
he knows what to work on in the offseason.
See, Ricky, I'd bring him up now. I wouldn't have brought him up 2 days ago because now the Phillies are out of it. It doesn't matter. You're not asking him to be your savior.
They're not out till the whole thing's over.
Oh, look at you believing.
That is so pessimistic.
I was a realist.
I don't mind being real. I know you're being real. I'm kind of goofing around with you, but I just look at this and say, you know what? Why not bring him? There is no reason to, except for that whole thing of, oh, we're starting his clock. The heck with that.
No, that's not even that.
That went by the wayside like a couple years ago. They don't even think like that.
Well, when you have a guy who's 23, that, like Kingery, for instance, they gave a 6-year deal, possibly a 9-year deal too, depending on the club options, because he was a little older. He wasn't like 19 or 20 or 21. It is for some of the players that are a little bit older. But for a guy like him, the bigger reason for me is I don't know if I want Chris Young talking to this guy just yet.
Wow, that's going to be interesting to see what happens at the end of the year. I mean, it really is. I mean, Chris Young, okay, great. He knows his numbers, but does he know the fundamentals? You know what I mean in that sense?
Like,
yeah, who's gotten better?
Being able to communicate with your players and getting them on the right page. I know he didn't have a ton to work with, especially out in the bullpen, but that's where you shine. That's your time to shine. It's easy to have, like when Halliday was here and Lee was here and Hamels, it's easy to coach those guys.
Yeah. Ricky Pitalico. Ricky, always great catching up with you. We have it down again in the rule book or in our record book. The Eagles will win in a blowout per Ricky Pitalico.
That's twice I've said it.
Twice, just to drill
and
it in
wearing
further.
50 well.
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. Nope. You said have a great weekend, Rick. We're happy to have you on, buddy.
You know what? Love you, Bobby. Love you.
I love you, too.
See you, Rick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.